Chapter 1.
I can't run much more.
Katie Carew huffed and puffed as she ran beside her friend Emma Weber.
Me neither, Emma said, gasping for air. This seems a lot longer than a mile.
Katie agreed. Her legs felt like limp spaghetti, and she still had another lap to go. Gym class sure had changed from last year. When Katie was in third grade, gym had been so much fun. The gym teacher let the kids play fun games like steal the bacon and crab soccer. But now that she was a fourth grader, things were different. For starters, gym wasn't called gym anymore. The new gym teacher, Coach Debbie, called it physical education. Coach Debbie was tough on the fourth graders. She wanted them all to be able to run a mile in 10 minutes or less by the end of the year. Mandy Banks and Andrew Epstein were really fast runners. They could already run a 10-minute mile. Emma Stavros, Kadeem Carter, and Kevin Camilleri had all almost made it. Katie wasn't so fast. She and Emma W. were usually pretty far behind the rest of the class. But at least Katie wasn't last. George Brennan always held that spot. He was the slowest runner in Class 4A. Not bad, girls, Coach Debbie told Katie and Emma as they crossed the finish line. She clicked her stopwatch. You did that in 14 minutes.
That's a full minute faster than last time, Katie said, out of breath.
But it's still not a 10-minute mile, Emma W. said. She bent over and rested her hands on her knees.
Walk it off, girls, Coach Debbie told Katie and Emma. We've got to wait for George to pull up the rear anyhow.
Katie looked out on the track. George sure seemed tired. He wasn't running anymore. He was walking the last lap.
George needs to get new sneakers, Kadeem told the kids.
Why? Emma S. asked.
Because right now, he's just a loafer, Kadeem chuckled at his own joke.
Katie didn't laugh. Nobody can be good at everything, Katie reminded Kadeem.
Yeah, but George isn't good at anything, Kadeem insisted.
He is too, Kevin leaped up to defend his best friend. George is the funniest kid in the whole fourth grade. He would never have told a lame joke like that shoe one you just did.
Kadeem frowned. Katie knew that Kadeem thought he was the funniest kid in the fourth grade. When George finally crossed the finish line, Coach Debbie clicked her stopwatch.
18 minutes, George. Same as yesterday.
At least I didn't do worse, he said.
We'll get you in shape yet, Coach Debbie assured him.
George thought for a moment.
I guess I would do better if I had a cold.
Why's that? Coach Debbie asked.
Because I'd have a racing pulse and a running nose.
He laughed really hard. So did everyone else in the class.
See, I told you, Kevin told Kadeem. George is the funniest kid in the fourth grade.
Coach Debbie shook her head sternly. Physical fitness is no laughing matter, she reminded the boys. George and Kevin bit their lips to keep from giggling.
Anyway, I have an exciting announcement, Coach Debbie exclaimed. It's track team season. Since you're in fourth grade now, you kids can be on the team. Fourth, fifth, and sixth graders can join.
The kids all started talking at once. They were really excited.
I have to warn you, the coach continued. The kids on my track team will have to work hard. You've got to be physically fit if you want to beat the other schools.
When are the tryouts? Mandy asked.
The smile fell from Coach Debbie's face.
Cherrydale Elementary School does not allow tryouts for sports teams. Anyone who wants to can be on the team. That's Principal Kane's rule.
She sighed and shook her head.
I have no choice but to do what the principal tells me to.
Katie was confused. Principal Kane's rule meant everyone had a chance to play for their school. But Coach Debbie did not seem happy about that. In fact, she seemed kind of angry. That was strange. Usually teachers wanted kids to volunteer for things. Obviously, Coach Debbie wasn't a usual kind of teacher.